Welcome to the podcast series about martial arts and lifestyle here in Slovakia, Life on Tatami. My name is Roman and I'll be your guide. Today we'll talk about motivation, why someone even starts with martial arts, what motivation can the new students have, or how it can change throughout the years of training, and why it is very, very much okay. So thank you for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Buzzsprout. Thank you for tuning in, and let's have a look. In the last episode, I began to talk about my experience, my path, my story, and I touched on why I started. What was my motivation when I first started? And the motivation was, as I said, that I needed to clear my head. I needed to do something, as an exercise physically, because up until then I wasn't very sporty guy. I did, of course, sports in PE. I occasionally, and I have to stress this out, occasionally took a bike for a ride or you know, played something with my friends like football, and by football I mean soccer for any hopefully American listeners as well. But the motivation was that I needed to clear my head. So as I said before, my friend who was at the time training at a club that I joined in, he proposed that I come and join. So my first motivation was this, that I needed to clear my head, I need to do something physical. With the bell tests that I described last time and the actual milestones that were tangible and you know, you could reach them within reasonable time, the motivation quickly became to progress within these ranks, right? From yellow belt to orange, from orange to green, to blue, brown, and eventually black belt, and so on. And this kind of motivation is pretty common, and it is it's not short-sighted, but it is very limited in the timeline and time frame. You have the goal ahead of you, reachable within a year, let's say, and you go and try to get it. Now, in years, this became something that I still want to do. I would still want to advance in ranks. Right now I have 2 second degree black belts, and I want to have more experience, and I want to prove more of myself. But it is not the sole motivation. The another motivation that came into my life was that I wanted to teach. I wanted to become an instructor. And with it, it's linked that power that you have, right? So you are the one who holds the knowledge. You are the one who might even decide the fate of the student, if they are permitted or not to the next rank. And you are the one who is being looked up to, right? You are the figure there, you are the role model. And of course, this is very appealing, and one needs to be aware of it in order to become a good instructor. And this is what I try in my club also, with transparency, and with the transparency about that I do not hold all the answers. I'm not omnipotent, I'm not a person who is the best, who is the fastest guy in the world, who has the quickest hands, or is unbreakable, whatever romantic notion that one can have about oneself when we are talking about instructors, and when we are talking especially about black belt. Now, with these motivations, I want to share also the motivation why we have started this podcast. And we have started this podcast because, I had this idea a long time, and I had the idea that we would do this interviews on camera as well with instructors. We would watch their training. We would visit their gyms or dojos, whatever, all across the country to promote martial arts and to tell people, like, look, here we are, you know, we are in your neighborhood or we are in your region, and you can find us, and your kid can sign up or you can sign up, and it is a good thing, and you can spend a lot of time doing martial arts and actually not be aggressive, not to hurt anyone, and be able to control your aggressiveness and to control your behavior and to become a better person. But Corona hit and we stopped even training. So our last training was in October 2020. And since then, you know, what you can do is that you can train at home, you can train with weights, you can do push-ups, you can do sit-ups, whatever. You can go for a run if the weather permits. But what you cannot do is to live the life of a martial artist, meaning that you are no longer in the community, you are no longer in contact with people, you are no longer able to conduct yourself in a way that you were used to. So I took it as a sign and I started this podcast. I started this podcast in order to promote the martial arts lifestyle and, of course, to get it out of my system, and of course to talk about martial arts in here in Slovakia. Why we do it in English as well as in Slovak is A, to reach a broader audience, B, well, my English is not that bad that I shouldn't, and I want to improve, so I wanted to talk, and C is that if there is anyone listening to us abroad in English, you know, from in the Western Europe, let's say, and you have this notion about how martial arts are run at your place, at your region, at your country, be mindful that we might have different circumstances. And I have found this when I watch YouTube channels from the US, that the world of martial arts is still the same but very much different. And that is why we wanted to share. And that is why we want to share our ideas, and that is why we do this in a way we do this. Disclaimer, I want to talk about same things both in Slovak and English, but the structure might differ, and I might sometimes mention extra stuff in English or extra stuff in Slovak, because I do this without a script, basically. I only have like the notion of what I want to talk about. So that is the disclaimer. Now, let's get back to the motivation and the motivation of students. As I have shared with you my personal motivations and how they might have changed throughout the years, I want to talk about the motivations that people usually come with to the training for the first time, for example, or for a longer time when they start. Now, the number one that I usually hear when I ask the students why do you come here, why do you want to train, is that they want to lose weight, for example, or they want to begin some kind of exercise. And I understand this because this was partially my motivation in the beginning. But I have to say that this motivation or this reason is sometimes standing out as a dummy reason for a deeper one within the student. They might want to, you know, to do something else with their life, or they want to, you know, they do not want to admit that they watch a lot of anime or read manga and they are, you know, fascinated with Japanese culture because they are 35 and they want to start martial art and they see this guy who might judge them. But, you know, if the reason of losing weight or getting fit is, or it is not the sole reason, doesn't matter. It is a good reason as any. I have to state this and I have to stress this out. But what might happen is that once you start to train, you might find that we do not want to focus on the training solely to do a physical exercise, in meaning that, you know, conditioning or push-ups, running around the block or doing sit-ups all the time, because we want to teach martial arts, we want to teach the techniques, we want to teach the principles, we want to spar, we want to try this out, and we want to, you know, teach people as much as possible within the given timeline and time frame of that particular training session, which might be 90 minutes or 2 hours, doesn't matter. And you do not have that much time to dwell on the physical exercises, and sometimes you have to do them at home. So coming to martial arts training solely for the purpose of losing weight is fine, but it won't take you a long way. And what usually happens is that people shift their motivations. And sometimes it happens that they shift the motivation from, yeah, I want to lose weight and it's happening, or it's not happening as fast as I wanted, but, you know, whatever. Now I become a member of a club, I become a member of a community, and that is something that I like, and that is something that I want to continue doing, and I have friends now. And this kind of belonging to a community can be a very good reason to start a martial art, because in my experience, and I have to say that this is solely and purely my experience, there are so few people who are, you know, bad people in martial arts in Slovakia, from what I've met, that they are, you know, whatever their character is, doesn't matter. They're usually very friendly to people who do martial arts. And we have this special sense of belonging because we share a lot of experience. Even though we haven't lived them together, we know how it is to start, we know how it is to train, we know how it is to progress, we know how it is to look for maybe new motivation in life and in martial arts, you know, when you are upset, we know how it is to get across obstacles, and how it is to build up yourself from the, you know, white belt, let's say. Now, the community is a good reason as any, as I said, but, you know, when I encounter people, I found that the best motivation that you might have when you want to start martial arts is to want to learn how to fight, how to protect yourself, and do it for the self-defense purposes, let's say. Whatever style you decide for, you know, in the beginning, it doesn't matter. Self-defense purposes is one of the best motivations that you can have, and it doesn't mean that if you do not have that kind of motivation in you, you shouldn't start with martial arts. This is not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying it from the perspective of an instructor, is when I have a person who wants to fight, who wants to push themselves and to begin to training, and they are there every training because they have this idea that they want to learn how to protect themselves, it is way easier to teach them. It is way easier to work with people like this because they have this mindset. And the mindset tells them to train, tells them that it might hurt, but it is good that it hurts because I now know how it is to get hit in the face or to get kicked really hard, and I know how it feels to be thrown to the ground and you know, fight on the ground, for example. And this is something that people, when they come into a gym or class or dojo, whatever have you, when they come there to lose weight and now they get punched in the face, they start to think about their choices. And this is one of the reasons why so few people actually stay on the path of the martial arts. In the meaning of that it is said that 1 out of 100 people who do karate, for example, only 1 out of 100 will make it to the black belt. Meaning that, you know, everyone else will give up eventually. And it is about this is a representation about the actual struggle that people have to keep on track and to find within themselves that I want to train. And that is why I talk a lot about changing motivations, because it doesn't mean that when you start up a martial art, when you join a club or dojo or gym, with the idea that you want to lose weight or you want to start to exercise more because you sit behind the desk most of the day, and you start with this, that you want to do it because of the reasons of losing weight and exercising, doesn't mean that you are not part of the 1% that will get it, you know, get eventually to the black belt. And it is because throughout your journey, throughout your training, you might find that, you know, yeah, I lost some weight, I move around, I feel great, but I really like when we spar, I really like when we fight, I really like when I do forms, I really like when I practice with weapons, and I really enjoy it. And this change of motivation can come anytime. And I said this about myself, right? I started as I wanted to exercise, then I wanted to get more blacks, more belts, sorry, and then I want to move to instructor, and then I wanted to have whatever fame and riches and all those things. So it doesn't matter with what motivation you start the martial art, it is not disqualifying you from being good at it or being in love with it. And it can happen that you suddenly stop doing it because of health, because of work, because of life circumstances, because of finance, whatever, and then you need to stop. But if you are able to come back, for example, and this is what happens to me as well, that I have a certain type of students sometimes, now in my club or before, was that they really liked the idea of community. They really liked the idea that they belong somewhere because they lived it when they were kids, and they want to come back to it because they really like it and they have like good memories of it, and they want to relive it in some way, and that is why they either sign up their kids or they sign up when they are older, and they want to come back to whatever they had and lost because of whatever reason. And this is what I found with adults mostly. With kids, it is very similar in a way that sometimes it is that your friend starts to do karate or Brazilian jiu-jitsu or judo or kickboxing or boxing, whatever, and you want to spend the time with them, and so you decide, or your parents decide for you, right? Probably I will, you know, sign up my kids for classes when they are of age to be signed up, and because I felt it, the sense of belonging, and I really like it, and I like martial arts, and I want them to experience the same things. But I have to understand, and you have to understand as well, even as a parent or even as someone who practices martial arts or is an instructor, not everyone will have the same motivation and the same passion about martial arts as you might have. Your kids might not. Your kids might say, you know, after a couple of years, you know, screw it, I wanna play soccer, or screw it, I wanna do basketball or something else or nothing at all. And it is not your fault. It is not fault of the martial arts, but it is natural way of things. And what you might do is to you know, try to introduce it later. It might happen that your child, you know, refuse you altogether in the beginning, like, no, I do not want to do judo or jiu-jitsu, and then you know, when they are late, you know, teens, they come up to you and say, you know, I think that it is a good idea to start, and that's the kid's motivation, right? So we have that either parents or they want to join up because of other kids, or they are just, you know, taken by some new fad in a way that, you know, Karate Kid was in the 80s, or you now have all the MMA fighters, you know, kids look up to. So they might be like, I want to be like that guy, so I want to start a train. And whatever reason it is, again, with kids or adults, it is very important to remember, it doesn't really matter what motivation is inside you when you show up for the training, because the most important thing is to show up. is to train, is to be present, is to progress. And if you progress slowly because you are more focused on something else at the time, it is your progress, no one else's. Unless, you know, you do it for your livelihood, it doesn't matter if you progress fast or slow, or you have a regression, it is okay, it is natural. Now, the motivation, when we talked about kids, we talked about, like, yeah, I'm fascinated, or I want to join up because my parents are friends. But we have to touch the idea of bullying, right? So bullying is a serious problem. There is no doubt about it. Every one of us was at a certain point of a time either bullied or being the bully. And what we have to understand is that sometimes the reason why people started martial arts is that they are being bullied. They're being bullied, and they want to you know, become stronger and beat up the bully and you know, live this fantasy of Hollywood movies. But the reality is that most of the time, when a bullied kid or even adult, you can be bullied as an adult as well, and this is something that people often forget. But whatever reason, you know, when the person that is bullied starts to train and they start to gain confidence and they start to feel the changes inside them, and I'm not only talking about the physical changes, like you become stronger, you lose weight, or you become more confident in your movement and stuff like that, but also the mental changes, that now understand that you can overcome whatever there is to overcome, that you are strong enough to progress, you are strong enough to reach the next rank, or you're good enough to reach the next group, which is more advanced group, or whatever reason it is that you find it within you. And you become much, much, much stronger. What I've came across as the personal stories was that the bullies let you go. It is not 100%, of course, but some of the instructors and masters that I have met, and we had this talk about why did you start martial arts, why do you do karate, or why do you do whatever. It was, you know, sometimes I was bullied, and when I started to train, after some time they let me go. They didn't bully me anymore. So for that person, and it wasn't like they had this epic fight in the playground or behind this grocery store on a parking lot or something like that. There was no showdown. They just let them go because they now saw that, okay, he's a tough cookie. He says, you know, they cannot touch him. They cannot do anything to him, because he became dangerous to them. But they never confronted each other in an aggressive way. So, you know, to build up this confidence is one of the best perks martial arts can give you, a part of course some kind of physical preparation, but this confidence, this ability, and of course the knowledge that you can overcome a lot in your life, and you can overcome a lot when you are talking about any kind of obstacles, because you have some kind of tangible experience, you have the memories, you know how you progressed, you know how you changed, and that is truly, you know, the idea behind why we should train in the first place, is to become more confident, is to become more as the fighters we you know, put up on the pedestal there, that you know, they never gave up. Now, as I said, with the self-defense aspects of the martial arts, and what it means to the instructor when they see someone with the drive to become a fighter or a martial artist, because what we have to understand is that the martial arts were always created and you know, put together as a mean to defend oneself. It doesn't matter if it was on the battlefield, you know, with the intent to kill, or it is more of a, like the modern styles where they are more to restrain the aggressor and the attacker, and do not kill unnecessarily. You know, it is always an option, unfortunately. But your first idea about it and your first reflex should be to de-escalate or restrain the attacker. So, with this in mind, with the bullying there as one of the reasons, I think that, and I really do think this, is that a person should at least try martial arts in their life in any way or form. I'm not talking about necessarily combative or really contact or, you know, full-on contact sparring for everyone, but in some ways to try to discover what they can do and discover what the body can do and of course the mental part of it all, the lifestyle that it is to be a martial artist is the lifestyle of constantly overcoming challenges and being aware that I can overcome them. So if everyone, you know, in their life, given they can, would try to become acquainted with the martial arts, this could be life-changing for most. And we have to keep in mind that you know, as we progress in our lives, as we grow up, we can change our motivations within the training itself. But most importantly, if you tried martial art when you were a kid and you didn't like it, right? So you attended this karate school, and someone broke your nose, and that was it for you. Now, try it again, because you are not a kid anymore, and secondly, you might have attended some place that was not safe for you, and I would hate that this would be your experience with martial arts, and this would be the baggage that you take with you. And maybe what would happen is that you would say, yeah, it's great, you know, I started with Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because I'm, you know, it's good for my health, or I started with Aikido because it's more of a relaxing for me, or I started with you know, boxing because, you know, I can get the sweat out really, really well there. Or what might happen is that, you know, you will not change your idea about it, and it's okay, and that is okay as well. But I still think that everyone should at least somehow try it and be in contact with it. I do not think that it should be mandatory for anyone, because once it's something mandatory, then it's a problem. But if you really can, you know, try to sign up your kid on the martial arts classes, so kids have experience with this. Because most of the time, and now I'm truly speaking from my experience in our country, this can be really helpful for them to build up friendships, to build up confidence about themselves, to build up physical abilities, and they can really, you know, I started late. I started in my late teens, and I still regret it. I do not regret it 100%, because, you know, whatever happened for a reason. But I still partially regret it that I wasn't exposed to this world sooner, because I might have been, you know, different now. I might have had a different attitude when I was a teenager, or I might have now a, you know, more successful school, or I might have more experience, whatever. It doesn't matter, but I still think that people should be exposed to martial arts at one point of their life or another. Now, with the motivation that I have outlined, so we had been talking about, or I had been talking about, the basic motivations that one can have. Either it is like saturation of their needs for contact, meaning the social circles, expanding social circles, getting friends, and you can, you know, start to you know, start to move physically, as a, you know, lose weight, and clean your head and you know, sweat it out. And you can start in order to learn how to defend yourself or become more confident. And whatever reason it is at the beginning, it doesn't matter. It all are very good reasons and valid reasons to start. Whatever style you pick doesn't matter. And this needs to be stressed out much, much more, that there is no such thing as a bad option or a bad martial art to start with. Because what can happen is that, you know, after a couple of months, couple of years, you realize, you know, I really like this club, or I really liked this club. I lost some weight. I started to train. I got new friends. I expanded my social circle, or I expanded my knowledge, but it's no longer appealing to me, the style that I train. I didn't want to train kickboxing anymore. I want to train lat pui. I want to become a Burmese boxer. And you know, there is nothing wrong with that. And if the club cannot provide you what you're looking for, then you should move on. It is not that you should now trash the club on social media or anywhere and say that you know they're full of BS because whatever reason. No. What you should do is to, once you realize that something is missing, or you are not happy there, or that the place is not. No, it is not providing you what you are looking for. No longer it is providing you what you are looking for. What you should do is to approach the instructor, approach the teacher, and talk to them about this. You know, you might have come across that. I started because I wanted to lose weight. Now I see that there are people, you know, sparring, and I want to spar, but I'm still doing my basic movements. It is not good. So walk up to the teacher and confront them, like, why I'm not doing more sparring. And you might learn that, okay, once you know, in a couple of weeks or months, once you get over your basic movements, we are sure that you can handle yourself, and you can spar safely, you know, with some rules implemented. Or you might, you know, realize that this is not working for you anymore. And if the instructor is open-minded, they should understand that you are fully within your rights to do this. You can change your clubs. You can change your style anytime you want. You might find that, okay, this club is not providing me with what I'm being looking for, because we are all always full contact, and I'm so tired of it. I'm so, you know, sore all over, and it doesn't have the rush for me anymore. And I just want to quit. Don't quit martial arts. Change school for some time, or try to add different training to your repertoire, right? You might want to try, I don't know, judo or something else. So it doesn't matter what style. But this is something that we should be aware more, and we should try more, is to confront ourselves and to confront what we are expecting out of the training, and what is my motivation to train, and what I want to gain, and the best thing is to know when I want to have it, right? So if I have unrealistic expectations that I started to train karate at a dojo, and I say to myself that I'll be a black belt within a year, no, you are not probably going to be a black belt within a year, but you should be confronted with this reality, and the instructors or older students should explain to you why this is not possible. It is not possible because there are certain aspects that you need to master first. There are certain rules, and we are not talking about that you're too young, or you cannot master yourself for, you know, more quickly than I did when I was at your age. This is not true. The reasons are that you are simply not ready. And then this is applicable also when you know you start up a gym, you join up a gym, when and then you come up to your coach and you say, I want to fight the next fight. You know, if you are ready, okay. If you are this prodigy or really talented or you have experience, you know, it is up to the coach. But you cannot expect it, okay? If you cannot say, coach, if I'm not going to be fighting in the next fight, I'm going to find a different gym that it will allow me. What will happen is that that your coach will say, go ahead, I don't care. And if you go around and run around with this expectation, you will probably finally find someone who will put up you in the fight, but you will get like really, really, really hurt, and it's not worth it. So the changing motivations should be always challenged by you. If you are thinking about starting up martial arts and you are looking for a school to start a martial art, you know, try to think about it. Why do you want to start it, to join up and to start dabbling in the martial arts world? Now, if you are training for a longer time, try to think about why I still do this, and you might find that, you know, your motivations might have changed, but also that you still do it because you love it. And whatever the reason now is, it is always there somewhere in the back of your head that you wouldn't be able to imagine world without it, without the training, without the community, without the club, or without you being able to sweat it out a couple of times a week, you know, and to clear your head. So the motivation is a really important factor throughout your, let's say, martial arts career, if I can, because even though it's not professional, I'm not getting paid for it. I take it as a career, and I take it as something that I want to achieve more in my life. And my motivation might change in a couple of years, and my motivation might be that now I want to build up this best club that I can, or I wanna become more proficient in a different discipline or aspect, or a different style, and it might be that I want to be a good role model to my kids or something like that. Doesn't matter. So the motivations might change, and yes, some motivations are more compatible with the philosophy behind martial arts. Like I want to learn how to protect myself, because this is something that the martial arts were, you know, created for in the first place. But it doesn't matter what kind of motivation you come to the training, what kind of motivation you have in you, or what kind of motivation you develop. It is all about you. So if you keep on training in the same club or different places, it's up to you, and it's your own idea about what you want to achieve. So you should be able to look inside you and say, yeah, I wanna be a black belt, or I wanna fight in a cage, or yeah, I just wanna, you know, blow up some steam every now and then, and I love it. So that would be it for today. Thank you for listening to us, and of course, as I mentioned before, you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, wherever, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, and you can, you know, give us a like, follow, subscribe. You can let us know what you think, or you can you know, contact us directly through our email, podcast@lifeontatami.sk. And of course, if you are a martial artist or an instructor and you would like to share with us your story or your ideas, let us know. We would be happy to involve you as well. If you like, if you don't like us, if you don't like my sound of the, you know, my voice, the sound of it, or you think that my English is broken or that I should not be polluting the airwaves, let us know. Of course, you have the right to do it. And for all of those who enjoyed us, thank you again, and tune to us again in 2 weeks approximately. And of course, you can, as I said, find us on our social media. So give us a heads up if you wanna either collaborate or just wanna share something with us. Feel free to do so, and feel free to like, subscribe, and follow us. And as the last thing, I would like to now to share one thing that I follow on the internet about martial arts. I follow McDojo Life. Which is they have a YouTube channel, they have Instagram, whatever profile, and etc. And they are dealing with, they have sometimes discussions, breakdowns of fights, whatever. So you know, I follow them because they are talking about martial arts frauds and martial arts fakes, which looks like is a really huge problem in the US. I haven't come across many in Slovakia. But in the US, it looks like an epidemic. No pun intended. So McDojo Life, follow them, you know, check them out. And they are preparing now a documentary series about the fake martial artists and martial arts cults and frauds and people who genuinely hurt other people because they lied to them. And it is a good endeavor, and I support them. So check them out, McDojo Life, and of course you can give us a like and subscribe on our social media. And see you next time.